it's the weather or a traveling fact. You're sure to hear the latest views, this and that. News and future history, explanations, mystery. Things you wanna know. Whoa!
Oh, whoa! Dang it, Bomb Show! Tina Gullickson opens the last Bing and Bong show of the summer. Oh, thank you, love. All right, that was good. Okay.
Where's?
They got microphones all over me.
I can't hear. I can't hear.
Where's our announcer now?
Yeah, where's our announcer?
Did he leave because we did a song?
I think. Is he okay?
Is he okay?
All right, we're here.
Ladies and gentlemen, parrot heads from all over the world, welcome Bing and Bong
Show.
Big fins up.
Big fins up to a live broadcast in Margaritaville, Orlando.
Hey!
Hey! Resort!
Hey! All right. Woo!
Okay, almost 55 and older.
Hey! No, I was just raising my hand. I'm 55 and older. I'm both of those things.
Well, we saw 55 a long time
Where'd
ago.
Where'd you go?
Checking out the crowd. They're coming in fast.
Well, here, talk.
Do your announcement.
Talk to me. Come on.
What's that?
Talk to us.
Do your announcement.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you did the song.
We did, but come on. Yeah.
We are live from the shores of the Xfinity Center, Great Woods, in beautiful downtown Mansfield, Massachusetts. It's the Bing and Bong Show, and now, here's your host. You've seen them already. Here they are, Bing and Bong!
There it is. Let's see, we needed that. We get a spot.
Thank you.
I was confused.
And the
I was
sang, and then
the executive producer.
Well, we're going to talk about being here back at Great Woods.
1986.
First year they opened.
We opened it up.
Yes,
you did.
Yep.
Were we the first one, or was
it? I think, yes, we were.
Yes, you were. The sidewalks out back weren't even finished yet.
Yeah,
I mean,
the
concrete wasn't even dry.
That's right. You're right. Yeah, that's right. 1986.
We opened up a lot of these establishments.
Yes, we had. And we're still here. Yay!
Thank you.
Jimmy, right. Your fans request a big shout-out. We have...
We did it. We already did a shout-out.
Yeah, we did it.
Very good.
Yeah, you were
covering our bases.
Front. We did it. Oh, Carol. Oh, God. I hit Carol in the back. Oh,
give
no,
him another
Carol.
Shout-out.
Carol. Oh, no.
Okay. Here you go. One more shout-out.
What?
No, we don't need another shout-out.
We did it.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
You think it's time for some viewer mail?
Viewer mail.
I can't hear.
We'll take the plugs out of your ears.
God. I
Come
can't
on.
Hear. No, it might be I'm going deep.
Eh? No. We're going to Canada. We got to get that down. You know, we're going back to Canada.
I know.
We're going back. That's our next. You know where our next gig is?
Yeah.
You know the name of it?
Newfoundland.
Yes. St. John, Newfoundland. You know the venue?
No, I don't.
The Holy Mary Auditorium.
The Holy Mary
Auditorium. Holy Mary Auditorium.
Oh.
900 strong. Sold out in 2 minutes.
No kidding. Where are they coming from?
All over Newfoundland.
Well, you know, you
land
don't
of a, my four-flushers.
You don't get a lot of entertainment up in Newfoundland.
No, but there are a lot of Buffets up there.
I know there is.
I know. It's going to be an interesting... We're doing it. We're video. It's going to be live video.
And now tell me, when did your grandfather leave Newfoundland?
He left Newfoundland in...
Well,
I'm going to say 1915, because he was a,
Was he a young man when he became a sailor?
Yes, he was. He was a captain by the time he was, because my father was born in 1921.
Yeah. So he was a captain by the time your dad
and
was born?
And then he didn't go back till he was 86. We sent him back on a trip, and we said, what did it look like? He said, hadn't changed a lot. He turned around and went back to New Orleans.
Sounds like a sense of humor from a Buffett.
It does, yes. We would have been a bunch of coal miners up there. There was nothing wrong with that, but
I'm glad he left.
Yeah. We love coal miners.
We love coal. Oh, yes.
You know, we love coal miners.
Excuse me.
There they are.
No,
I'm glad he stopped at Two Jacks in New Orleans.
Yes, he did. That was it. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There'll be some interesting Buffett show up at that show. All right. Beaver mail. Let's go.
This is from Cody Adams. Bing and Bong.
Cody Adams has been at every show.
I know.
You know, this guy listens
a
lot.
This is fake news. Where's Cody Adams from?
It doesn't say. Okay. So that's
Key
the problem.
Key West.
West. Good. Okay.
Thank you very much, Lars.
How do you know that?
How did you know that?
Yeah.
He moved down there from, I believe, Vero or Cocoa Beach.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Do you know him personally?
You know Cody?
That's not messages.
Oh, Cody.
Oh, see that? He's come from real people.
Are you a Twitter partner with him? Do you Twitter him?
He tweeted us.
Oh,
Tweet? I don't tweet, so I don't know.
Bing and bong, it's Captain Tony's 103rd birthday today.
Do you Whoa, get out of here.
Yeah, do you have a favorite memory? I'm sure you do.
I do have a favorite memory. I was Captain Tony's campaign manager for his race for mayor.
How'd that go?
It did not go well. I was in charge of media. So this is a true story. So we went out and we did, somewhere there is a video, and I can't remember who, this is pre-Stan, you know. And we did a video in the cemetery because one of my favorite tombstones in the cemetery said, "I told you I was sick." And so I had Captain Tony stand next to this tombstone.
Yeah.
And I wrote him a script saying, "Now, the city's been sick for a while with bad management things, and so we're going to, and yeah, we don't want the city to go into this cemetery." We ran an ad, and we got the shit kicked out of us. Yeah.
Well, you know, I didn't know Captain Tony that well, but I remember him coming to a show in Las Vegas, and he was with a 23-year-old woman.
I don't think
it was a granddaughter.
No, it was not. So this is way before Me Too.
Yeah, exactly.
Captain Tony was You Too.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, this is
103. That's great. We're playing Last Mango tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I got a new tidbit.
All right, 103.
Oh,
all right.
Anyway, what the hell's going on out there?
Ryan McLean. Bing and Bong. What is one of the craziest things you've seen an audience member do with your when you were performing on stage?
The craziest thing?
Yeah.
Craziest thing? Let's see. Oh, I remember when Godzilla came on stage in Australia.
Yeah.
No, a guy jumped on the audience and stabbed the rubber Godzilla and deflated him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
There's been...
Yeah.
Do you remember just at this place, one Sunday afternoon, a pirate saluted you.
That's right.
And he wouldn't sit down.
He wouldn't sit down.
And I said, "Salute him back!" And you saluted him and
he said he sat down. He wouldn't sit down. We didn't want security to drag him out of here.
He was not
sitting down.
Until you saluted.
So I saluted. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
That's from Roger Sayers.
That was good.
Yeah.
This is a good show tonight.
Yeah. Bing, can you tell us a little about the new blue guitar you're playing on stage? Yeah.
Everybody wants to know about
that.
Well, Dan Cook, my trusted, loyal guitar tech.
Yep.
Somehow or another finagled the Gibson Guitar Company to make these guitars. It's based on a Les Paul, but it's lighter, it's chambered, so you know, Les Pauls are wonderful sound, but they're heavy guitars.
Ah.
And so, but I am playing it now because I really love this guitar.
It has, I don't know if people have seen it, but it has a sail on the...
It's got a sail, it's got fins for fret markers on it. And what I like about that, because even on my little Martins, they have dots.
I know, sometimes at this particular age,
you know,
is that what you're saying?
Listen,
yeah, I know.
You can lose yourself up there on that neck sometime, you know?
We don't want to miss
it. And I like these big old fins on my fret.
Yeah, right. Whoa,
it's beautiful, that blue. I'm glad people are picking up on it.
Oh.
But there's only two that's been made, but I guess they're going to make them, so I hope Gibson makes some money on them.
Yeah. Okay, this is from Matt Gibbons. Bing and Bong, always loved hearing the Neville Brothers on some of your albums. Do you have a funny story about Papa Funk?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
He got married in my backyard in Key West. And they came down and I got a little overserved in New Orleans and something. I said, "If you guys will come down and play, I'll pay for your wedding." And Lorraine and Art Neville got married. So we brought him down there and I wound up having to pay for it. So I went, "Well, let's just kind of keep the budget down, you know." But I had all the Neville Brothers. They played Margaritaville.
Yeah.
This was when we played. I don't know if you were on there, but Andrew Love was in and Steve Winwood. We all played there.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they had the wedding the next weekend. So in order to kind of be on budget, I got the wedding cake from, Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
They had wedding cakes. But this was a mixed couple... So we had African American groom and a lovely lady.
Caucasian.
A Caucasian woman as the bride.
Right.
So when I went to pick the cake up, it was backwards. They had a Caucasian man and an African American woman.
That's backwards.
So
well, that's funny.
I went next door was a hobby shop.
Oh, yeah.
And I went next door and got some Testor's airplane, model airplane paint, and I've repainted the right color of the bride and the groom.
Are there photographs
very creative.
Of your handiwork?
It was quick.
Okay, all right.
But that actually happened.
I love that.
Great story.
That's great. That is a good one.
That's very cool.
But the cake was pretty good.
Dunkin' Donuts, of all places.
Dunkin' Donuts, so, you know.
Yeah.
It was quick. We had to do it quick.
You right. sure it wasn't Baskin Robbins?
Right. I don't think
wait a minute. It might have been Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, you know there you
are. It could have been. It was one of those
chain.
One of those sugar places, you know.
Dunkin' Donuts, never mind. You guys suck.
That's a late night place.
No,
in Key
West. It was in the morning. I went in the morning to get it.
But I mean, you know, usually.
All right, guys.
All right, is it time to go?
They are ready for you.
Stretching?
No, okay, we're not.
We are good. Fulfilled your Bing and Bong duties.
That's
there.
It for Bing and Bong. Are we going to be on Bing and Bong from Newfoundland or
Newfoundland? No, I don't know.
Are we going on Bing and Bong from Europe?
No.
Europe?
Huh? Next show is Anaheim.
Bing and Bong in Anaheim.
Look, Rodney's wiggling. He's doing all his wrist out here.
He's not carrying his gear.
Look at him. This is like.
We'll see you from Anaheim, California.
I wish you'd have been repping the Saints game. You'd have got to, you know.
All right, guys, this
Anaheim.
Is the cue.
Who that?
On the big stage.
Yeah. All right. See you later.
See you
from Anaheim.